Hey, what's up, guys? Brian here with another episode of the Dog Training Secret Podcast. On this episode, we're going to go over why prevention is critical in order to create behavior change in your dog. So let's start up the theme music and hop right into it. So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. So whenever we're referring to behavior change, it's essentially altering one behavior that your dog does towards another, whether it's teaching your dog to completely stop the behavior or teaching your dog to perform an alternative behavior. But regardless of what the circumstances are or what result you want with your dog, what you have to understand is that prevention is critical in establishing behavior change with our dogs, right? It does no good if we take the time to teach our dogs what we want if you're still allowing your dog to continuously rehearse the behavior we do not want, right? Prevention is going to be one of the most critical aspects because behaviors in dogs and puppies do not go away over time. They only get stronger the more your dog rehearses a given behavior. It's like going to the gym, right? If you go to the gym every single day and you work on your bicep, that muscle is only going to get larger and stronger. Same is true with behaviors in dogs, right? The more your dog rehearses a behavior, the more that behavior is only going to get stronger, especially if the behavior is naturally rewarding to your dog. So the first thing you want to do whenever you want to change any sort of behavior with your dog is first prevent your dog from initially rehearsing the behavior in the first place. Once you're able to prevent your dog from rehearsing the behavior in the first place, then you could guide your dog and redirect your dog onto something appropriate or teach your dog an alternative appropriate behavior for the behavior you want to instill. So for instance, if your dog loves running up to people when they arrive and jumping on them, first thing you want to do is prevent your dog from running towards the guest. Second thing you want to do is once you're preventing your dog, there's a variety of different ways, by the way, to prevent your dog. Easiest way is just have your dog on leash, right? If your dog wants to run to the door, it's a lot easier to just grab the leash and stop your dog from running to the door than to kind of do like that little hunch down, do that little football shuffle. We don't want to do that, right? You want to be prepared for every single situation. So just have your dog on leash, and you know your dog better than most. So you, especially if you've been living with your dog for a while, you know that, oh, maybe at this time when this person gets home around 4 o'clock, my dog may want to run towards the door. Or if your dog barks at people around 4 o'clock, then you already know, oh, my dog usually around 4:30 runs to the window because people are there and he tries barking at them. You know your dog better than most. So the most important part is be prepared. You know, if you know that your dog normally barks at people through the window at 4 p.m., you already know that you should have your leash on your dog, right? If your dog, if you already know that, you know, your significant other comes home from work at 6 p.m., have the leash on your dog, right? There's no reason why you should be juggling and being surprised to see being surprised by any given scenario, right? Of course, there's gonna we live in an unpredictable world now, and there are circumstances where we are going to be surprised. But for the most part, we want to create the scenarios initially so that we are able to teach our dogs what to do in the first place. So, yep, we know that somebody's getting home at 4 p.m., all you have to do is have the leash ready for your dog, right? That way, when whatever guest arrives or whoever comes over to your home, all you have to do is grab the leash, prevent your dog from rehearsing the behavior of running up to your guests and jumping on them. And instead, all you have to do is provide your dog with an alternative behavior. You could tell your dog, hey, sit right before you greet the guests. Or you could tell your dog, hey, why don't you go to bed and wait for me to tell you it's okay? You seem a bit overly excited right now, so I'm gonna wait for you to calm down a bit. right? It's all about setting your dog up for success, because it does no good if you teach your dog how to go to bed, you teach your dog to sit, but then you let your dog get away with running to the door every so often or jumping up on your guest, right? Because again, the more your dog rehearses a behavior, the more the behavior is going to get stronger. So the name of the game is giving your dog the amount of repetitions with good behaviors versus the bad ones, right? And that is the big secret for today's episode, guys. So big secret is, one, make sure that your dog is not practicing and rehearsing any behaviors you do not want. Prevention is critical in creating behavior change in your dog. And most important is, be prepared, right? Once you're prepared, everything is immensely easier. Of course, there's going to be times that, you know, surprises catch up to us. But for the majority of the most part, we want to be put ourselves in a position where we are able to help our dogs make the right decision. And that's the big secret for today, guys. If you guys enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And I'll see you in our next one.